press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You're trying to mug me off.
If you push play, don't make my ears will hear.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
It's all driving to get my cock sucked.
1, 2, 3.
I'll eat your ass.
Bit of a mug off, bit of a mug off.
This is the mug off, baby.
Mate, I'm locked in still. So it's still like pretty much full lock in still here.
Really?
So just locked in and I don't know, doing a bit of work and shit.
Cambo reckons he was doing some drive through gigs where people were beeping in their car. You did one of those?
I never did one. That was set up at the beginning. I think like drive through cinemas took off throughout like Europe, so someone had the idea to like put it on here, but like, yeah, it's pretty fucking stupid. Like doing a gig where you're trying to elicit like car horn sounds.
Yeah, can everyone?
You know,
yeah. I'm out.
The universal sound for fuck off. Yeah, well, that's what you. Tonight, that means you go well. You know?
Oh, mate, did you hear me out there? I got a fucking LA traffic jam out of them.
Yeah, they were flashing their lights. They were fucking putting the water on the windscreen wipers. Yep, yep. They were going nuts, the audience.
One guy
tonight,
gave me a stern look from the rearview mirror.
I mean, we joke about it. We joke about it, but I think people were saying this shit, you know? Like this joke became so mundane. Like,
but I love to see you rocking the Clem's Chicken shirt.
I do. Oh, yeah, that's a present from Yaz. Yeah, that's fucking, I love it. People think it's a baseball team when I wear it over here, but I have to tell them it's a chicken shop.
I think we got that one from Brown Street, actually, during my darkest hours.
What was that?
I think we gave you that one from Brown Street when I was living in Newtown, when I was
terribly
depressed.
They were your darkest hours.
Oh, they were, brother. Oh, yeah, yeah. They were some good times.
If they were tires, they wouldn't be good years.
No, they weren't.
I'll tell you that.
Oh, that was a sick place, though. That was a fun. That was
it was good. I almost hung myself in there. So that would have been a nice little addition to the house.
Yeah, three stories.
Yeah. Yeah, had the rooftop. Didn't bring a smile to my face either, unfortunately. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm doing a few online gigs as well. That's pretty shit, but, you know, it is what it is. But it's like there's an upside to it. Like, I had like all these university gigs that I had to do live, and they were well paid, and then they just got put online. And, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, on a Friday night, I'd rather just come over and have like 15 minutes of the computer, shut the laptop. Like, you can leave the football on in the background while you're doing it, you know? You can just leave the football on in the background, and you just finish the gig. And it's done. So a shit gig like that, it's pretty a tough gig like that.
Think all the jokes about the driving and the cars are mundane, but you're all right to go on about the Zoom and leaving the football on. You reckon
all
that's
on the
different
Zoom now?
You know? Yeah.
It is because it's fucking, you know, it's the KFC of fucking gigs.
Oh, mate, I was bloody jerking off at work.
The other one's Subway.
Oh, I was having a root with my missus on Zoom.
Fuck, I almost
doing it.
No, you can't fucking have a root and do the fucking gig.
Oh, don't put this in actually either, because
that's just stupid.
All right, starting now. I want to start now. I don't want that shit in there.
The podcast starts now. Yeah, put the music now. Yeah. Start the music now.
Ding, 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 ding.
That was just a good bit of patter before.
Yeah, that's what you want. You request
a bit of stretching, a bit of fitness, mate.
The warm up.
So, so that's it. I've got a few writing things and stuff, and hanging out with my neighbours mainly. I've made friends. I mean, I've spoken about it before, but yeah. Made stronger friendships with more people in my building and everyone in my building and so that's been pretty
you
good.
Told me you all had caps at one point and you were like hugging in a circle saying we love COVID because it brought you closer together.
Is that true?
Was that just
that was early on in first lockdown, you know, and the euphoria of meeting each other and all like having fun, but that's sort of subsided now and everyone's just like, yeah, the lockdown's gone on for too long and we just gotta fucking
we hate COVID.
You been hobnobbing with any celebs in the building? Is there any characters there? Any famous people?
Oh, I'm actually the building celebrity. I'm the building celebrity, and I'm also, because I've got a science degree, I'm the building doctor now as well. I've been elevated.
Oh my lord,
these,
Dr. Death over here. How many have you lost, Doc?
Well, like, I think, like, you know, because we're just, like, locked in this building, right? And then there's just this common area and shit like that. And I go out there with a mate sometimes and hang out, and we're just hanging out between each other's places. And, like, it's just everyone knows each other in this building now. It's fucking weird. And so, you know, you talk to people and, like, they know about you and you've never spoken to them before. I'm speaking to this guy and he's like, man, must be hard being a comedian doing this. And I'm like, I've never fucking spoken to you before in my life. Like, how do you know this? He's heard about me from Catherine from apartment 19. You know, I know he has. Catherine's been telling him. And so anyway. So, I try to make like a pilot with every, I try to make a podcast in the first lockdown. Like, so there's been sort of three big lockdowns here, but like, I don't know. But yeah, and then, and that didn't go too well. But then I tried to make a pilot with them, and that actually went pretty well. So I got all these different people from my apartment to get involved, and that went pretty well. So I sent that around now, and I don't know.
What's the feedback been
got,
like?
Some good feedback and some small small avenues to pursue.
It was good.
I enjoyed it.
I saw it.
So that was exciting. But yeah, aside from that, I mean, just calling John's most weeks and
most days,
and annoying him. And then yeah, it's sort of 50-50, you know. I'm just, yeah, fucking just going mad over here. Really.
You did my show. We did a scene in my show, you know.
Oh, yeah, I did a scene in your
show.
That
was pretty innovative. Shouldn't talk about it.
Did it on one of my two walks a day. Yeah, went out and filmed John's scene for him. So that was pretty fun, yeah.
So what's the plans for this big live show you boys have got cooking up?
Yeah, you guys are...
So it'll be like this, but worse.
Uh-oh.
That's what I think it's going
to No. Well, like the thing was, I was meant to do a show in Sydney Comedy Festival 2020, and it got cancelled. And they were like, people still have the tip.
Yeah, same.
Like, we'll just reschedule.
Yeah, us too.
We'll just reschedule it to this show at the store. And I'm like, yeah, cool. And so they just... put the people's tickets to the show at the store, and then they were like, "Oh!" And so I was like, "I'll do the show at the store," but John's, I couldn't get back for it. So John's was going to host live at the store with like a camera on his head, and then so I could see the audience, and then I was going to be on a projector behind him, and then there was going to be like guests with John and guests with me, and it was just like this pretty cool little like innovative show. And then on the day that happened, like Sydney went into a lockdown again.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, that was a shame. I felt like that would have been good. Like, we just were, you know.
Yeah, the momentum had built then. But unlike at the moment where it's just come to a big halt. But
kind of like this one.
They go, what do you want to do with the ticket? Should we refund the tickets or should we reschedule the show? And then we're going to reschedule the show. So they just rescheduled it now. So I don't even know if the people that originally bought tickets, it's a year ago, like are still even alive and stuff, or if they still want to come. You know, like they've probably fucking forgot about it altogether, obviously.
You don't reckon they...
Or as we can assume, they've just been sitting down, you know, very upset that it's been cancelled for a year and, it's coming back.
That sounds more likely. They're frothing. Yeah. They want to see it. You got to feed them.
Yeah, they weren't. You know, COVID was the second worry. You know, this year. You know, my show being cancelled was the number one big.
I do know one person who's got a double pass, tickets.
Who's that?
Tom Cashman's dad.
I did hear that. Yeah. I've heard this, that Tom Cashman's
and
dad,
he won't shut up about it. He's dying to go.
Truly?
Yeah.
Mr. Cashman's still coming, and I just hope he's still keen. Yeah.
Fuck, I might get down there.
So the show the show really revolves around my predictions of 2020. I'm still doing the same show that I was going to do at the Sydney Comedy Festival. So mainly revolve around my predictions and goals for the year and, how I'm going to achieve them. But Yeah, so no, I'm looking forward to it. It should be good. It's on the 23rd and 24th.
Are you thinking you're going to stay in England? Or do you think you'll come back? Or what's the vibe?
Oh, I mean, like, this is the fuck thing. Like, I've been locked in for, like, over a year. I can't just leave now. It's the worst, like, you know, that it comes out. Like, I may as well, when it gets back to normal, stay for a bit. So, yeah, now I never really have to stay. And I wanted to stay too, but, like, it's just, I mean, the lockdowns just put a fucking frazzle on everything, put a dampener on, you know, because I go
put a damner on things, the lockdown. Yeah. Mate, that's sunken loss fallacy. You should fucking get out now and come home today, you know, like, fuck the year.
I can't. It's, you know, well, yeah, but it's like 10 grand. It's 10 grand. It's 10. Oh, don't do that to me. Don't.
John's been doing comedy the whole time. He's getting big laughs.
Yeah.
I know.
We're doing week cunt too.
I'm getting a few Zoom laughs, you know. I'm waking up my neighbours. I go around to my neighbour's place. I knock on their door. I wake them up. We go on fucking little adventures and stuff. Oh my it's God. All right, yeah, you know. Right.
I know exactly what they've gone through. Yeah.
We made
me
a pilot.
Too.
Fucking
hell. Pilot's good, though.
You can get away with a lot just being a comedian. Like, just saying you're a comedian. Like, just being like, you know, like, you can do anything. Like, I can just turn up to people's apartment and it's like, oh, yeah, that's Ray. He's a comedian. Like, you know? I can borrow money off people and they're like, oh, yeah, he's a comedian, you know? You can do whatever you want. It's actually pretty good. You just say, if you're depressed or you're moody, it's like, oh, yeah, he's a comedian. Like, you're just fine.
Oh, so you're saying...
But the thing is, I'm not even doing, like, I'm just locked in, you know? So I could have just told him I'm a comedian, you know, and made a website, as far as I know.
You did a TV spot, though.
Yeah.
The Jonathan Ross show. That
yeah,
that
well,
good.
And film some fake TV spots, you know, and put them all up. That's, you know, made it all up.
You reckon that was a fake Jonathan Ross appearance?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, it's up to you, the keen viewer, to see if you can find out.
A few hints in there.
No, but it's things like that as well, and some other work that I had lined up before the lockdown, which I think is slowly dissipating. But I'm still holding on to. There was quite exciting work and stuff like that.
Yep.
So yeah.
Keep chasing it.
So, but yeah, no, I fucking miss home. I really do. I've just been sitting around smoking weed, playing PlayStation, working out. Writing a few jokes, for doing a few comedy, been doing a bit of work here and there. Just trying to go on adventures, look for food, look for crazy food, you know, like
what?
It's just, that's all you can do. Yeah. We'll just go for walks and they just do takeaway food places, do takeaway some food. So you just do that, like, you know, but I'm always reminiscent of these, like,
that's crazy.
The best adventure. No. Well, I'm fucking locked in, mate. You know, like, what else?
Locked in, walking, you know, around. Boy, you're talking about walking
that's
around.
That's all that's open. No, you can go on two walks. The best food, like, the best food adventure I remember when I was, like, 18. And, like, we're at a mate's apartment and we're all smoking, smoking heaps of billies. And we're, like, pretty hungry, obviously, as a side effect of the marijuana.
Is this true, John? And, is this check out?
Yeah.
Wouldn't know.
I can confirm.
Haven't eaten in weeks.
Anyway, and it's like, it's, you know, this is, fuck, not to sound old, this is a while ago, like over, like, you know, 15 years ago, whatever. And it's, you know, you didn't have you couldn't just see restaurants open on your phone and shit like that, you know? And you could probably tell, like, online, I don't know if it was updated quick enough, like, they're operating hours and shit like that. And it was Sydney back then, not heaps of shit's open. It's about 2 a.m. and we're like, where's open about at this time? Where are we going to get to eat? And people are talking about various 24-hour McDonald's across Sydney.
Oh, yeah.
That we can go.
Know them very well.
Right? Like, you know, and a lot of them are in the city, you know, a lot of them are in George Street and shit like this and stuff as well. Like, they were talking about that. Then one guy just has this idea and he's like, why don't we go to the airport? The airport's 24 hours.
That's good thinking.
Like,
is that true?
And
though?
Everyone's like,
yeah, it is.
Everyone was like, well, this is the thing. Everyone's like, I don't know if the airport's 24
'cause
hours.
Because I've caught a fucking flight.
And everyone's like, this guy's like, man, the airport's 24 hours. And one guy was adamant that it wasn't. He's like, man, the airport's not 24 hours. And he's going, and everyone was sort of on the fence, like you guys. And it's like, is it true? And he's like, the airport's... And I remember the fact that he told me that to push me over the edge. He was like, he goes, man, people are flying in from all different countries around the world, you know? They don't know what time it is here, you know? It's just different time. And I thought, yeah, it's got to be 24 hours. And then, so everyone got on board and they go, they're like, all right, let's go. And one guy had a car and there was enough seats for like everyone but me and the guy's apartment, right? So I stayed home and they all go to the airport and we get this phone call when they get there. And they're like, mate, the airport's shut. It's completely shut.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's completely shut. They're like, of course it fucking shut. Yeah, it shuts at like 1. It was like completely shut.
Midnight.
It was all gated off and everything. Yeah, it was all just shut, boarded up.
I remember.
And they were like, this is the biggest disaster ever. And they're all sitting there. And they're like, we're going to come home. And we're laughing, man. This man, the guy there at home so much. That, you know, they've gone on this adventure to the 24-hour airport. And they come back and they walk through the door. And it was just like this sign. They walk through and they're carrying eight Krispy Kreme donut boxes.
Oh.
And like, this is a time where Krispy Kremes were like
a rarity.
Yeah.
You know, rarity. You know, you drive an hour and a half out of town to get them and shit.
Airport
people
and
go
pennies.
Like, yeah,
crazy
people would fucking
have had the Krispies.
They've come and gone.
All the way to the top and then all the way back down.
Yeah.
That's an allegory for life, really.
Yeah, yeah. Mine. People used to drive an hour and a half to see me, and now, fuck, you'd be lucky if someone from Queensland took you on a plane. I saw someone like a year ago put the boxes of Krispy Kreme, like have them on the plane, because they were on planes. There was a bit of that because they were at the airport. But then they had Krispy Kreme at the airport in Coolangatta. So I don't know. They just wanted them on the plane. You know? They got them in Sydney, put it like in the fucking top, you know, in the top, carried it on. And then there's just one on the other end.
Well, could you trust a baggage handler with your Krispy Kremes? I would never do such a thing, you know?
Like, I don't even like them that much.
You don't fuck with the Krispy Kreme?
Nah, it's too like.
You love the sweets.
Yeah, but not those, you know. It's like, what's going on
you're
here?
You're more of a Sweet Bel M kind of guy.
Oh, the Sweet Bel M was a bit rich.
Yeah.
We used to go there.
No.
Used to make me
John's
get
a,
something.
John's a carrot cake boy. John's a carrot cake boy.
Yeah, that's true.
Straight from the Shire.
He is.
Yeah, straight on to
He doesn't fuck
bakery.
With anything too decadent. He just looks at you weird, you know, like if it's anything too decadent. He says, I have a cake with breakfast, you know.
That's nice.
He goes, so you're going off to have cake for breakfast.
But no, but I'll have a carrot cake for breakfast.
It's very European.
Yeah, but...
you know, the cream cheese. I like the key of walnuts. It's just good, you know what I mean? Like, it's fucking... You'd fight a war on a carrot cake.
Fuck, I remember when I was living above Sweet Bel M and Badrin slept over and then we went... Yeah, I guess we might have had a couple of Billies as well before we went downstairs to Sweet Bel M and... I've never seen your fingers twiddle fucking harder. You were like literally, you were the kid in the candy shop. You're like, oh, we got to get this one, we got to get that one, we got to get this one, we got to get that
one. Yeah, I remember you made me get something there.
Mate, they know how to display shit there, you know? They just do.
Very inviting.
You walk in and you're fucked, you know? They've got you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that is true.
And we got the last laugh, though. We flooded the cunt.
What?
We flooded that place.
Wet Bel M.
I had them all banging on my door being like, what is going on? Our walls are fucking flooding. It's like, I don't know. The washing machine stayed on.
Dripped too hard.
It did. Oh. Fuck, I just got to pee, man.
Go for it.
Yeah, warts and all, this podcast, you know, like.
Mostly warts.
Yeah.
Where are you?
It's at my house.
And Jerry's.
Mm. Oh, nice.
It's Mug off HQ, mate.
Yeah. Mug off HQ.
When I used to live in Bondi, what about this? I remember there was this shop. I think they sold women's clothes or whatever, and it was called Chaos HQ, like Chaos Headquarters. But then I remember there was two of them, and I told my mate. I said, "Mate, there's two of these places, but headquarters is the." I said, "Mate," "That's not headquarters." But then he said to me, "Yeah, but that's chaos."
There can be two headquarters.
You know, like Chaos HQ. That's not bad. It's down there
Chaos
in Bondi
HQ.
Beach.
Like mate, it. What about the best shop? The best shop name? Fish and Chicken Shop.
Where's that?
The Fish and... Shadwell. The Chicken and Fish Shop.
Oh, yeah.
The Fish and
Chicken.
That's
East
fucking pretty
East
good.
London. East London, yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, we're getting into the fish and fish and chicken now.
Yeah, yeah, the fish and chicken shop's all there.
Here we go. Here we go.
Well, no, there's just a shop near me in London. It's just called the Fish and Chicken Shop.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
It just tickles me, you know. But like, yeah, it's like they got the crumbing. They got the crumbing, and then that first, you know. They were like, we've got the crumbing. What do we crumb?
They go fishing and they use a bit of chicken as bait and they reckon it fucking works real well. And I'm like, this isn't good for evolution.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Fuck. Fish aren't used to chicken. Like, they've got no access to chicken.
Now they're craving it.
You know, like.
If they went to the fish and chicken shop, yeah, they would just cut their losses and go straight for the fish.
Yeah,
you know?
Chaotic
Not
neutral.
Waste of time.
It's like, yeah, now we're going to give them, fish are going to have tits now. Thank Christ. Finally. Yeah.
You can always tell the difference between like a fish burger and a chicken burger with the crumbing darker.
Let's get into the weeds here.
This is like 2017. This fucking shit started with the fish and the chicken.
The crumbing's darker. The crumbing is darker on the chicken. You can always tell. And it's lighter on the fish.
I reckon
you know it.
It's the condiment that's the tell. That's the fucking...
And
the lack of
the fish has got always goes for square shape, you know, square shape on the burger, and chicken goes for the circle shape, you know, the round shape.
The circle.
You know what I mean? Well, yeah, spherical. Like, it's not really a circle. Like,
you're thinking
like
of mozzarella balls.
A ball, yeah. Have your ball of chicken.
No, no, it's not. Like, it's a circle shape. It's more a spherical shape, oval shape, whatever. And fish goes for square shape, always. Chicken nuggets as well. Oval.
There's only
fish
one place
fingers,
with a...
Fish
with
fingers,
a,
rectangular.
There's only one place with a square fish I can think of.
Yep.
Where?
The fucking Golden Arches. Everywhere else, just a...
Well, they're
back to the oval.
McDonald's,
they're
yeah.
chicken nuggets. Some of them look like boots, you know? They've got that little... They've got a dog leg to them as well.
Mm. Yeah, little booty.
Yeah.
Like boots.
Italy.
They got a little Italy on them.
Yeah. Who is this podcast for?
It's for a cunt like me.
No, I know people listening. Shout out to people listening. Yeah.
There's a few hot ones out there.
Yeah. Covered chicken, fish.
Yeah. Sweets.
Yeah, it's for everyone that loves fish and chicken and chips and shit like that, you know? And
sounds like a book I've read.
Can we start this whole thing again? I feel like it got fucked and it's just fucked from the start.
I feel like I fucked it. I came in a bit late, you know? It's fucking 7 in the morning here. I was a bit stressed from the John's fucking text and I was like,
why was that stressful?
Saw all the Because I just saw them all afterwards and I was like, oh, fuck, it's today. The time zone difference, you know? GMT.
You said the time.
You picked the time.
You said the time.
Yeah, but you kept saying, see, on Saturday, and I was like, oh, just, you know, I'm used to fucking adapting to your time, but you guys were adapting to my time.
That you said.
That got me crazy.
Yeah, nah. Nah, it's good to victimise yourself.
fuck off, John.
That's it, is it?
That's it, the show's been cancelled.
Yeah.
There's a rift.
He's giving you the fuck off, mate.
No, but he's like trying to say, like, you know, he's the fucking guest host on there, and he's going like, why aren't you here on time?
No, I'm not saying that.
This, you know?
Nah, no.
He's on my, anyway.
Oh, man, we know
he's,
what's
he's on your ticket, you reckon?
Yeah, anyway, fish and chicken, same shop.
Yeah, right. Same fucking, we start it from now. We start the podcast again now.
Yeah.
And I'll start with like a really good banger right now, I think. Like a really good anecdote on a really good funny story about lockdown and shit. All right, so we're starting. John, just get off your fucking phone, mate.
No.
He's checking his notes.
It's on the podcast, mate.
No, he's doing his. He's working here, mate.
What do you think about cordial?
No, I'm not doing bits. Don't do bits for the fucking. Don't.
Oh, is that
we just do an organic. We just do an organic bit to start.
Okay.
To start it.
All right.
So you just go. You go. Yeah.
I've got an anecdote from the lockdown.
What have you been? All right. Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, how do we introduce it?
All right. It's all right. I'll set it up. John, I heard you have an anecdote from the lockdown.
Well, like
a little birdie told
me. This is what the lockdown did for me. You know, when we were doing, you know, like, because I, when before the lockdown with comedy, I would say I was too competitive and very bitter about it, you know?
The industry?
Yeah, everything, very competitive and stuff like that. That's what drove me, you know, like it was. And then having the time and space to think about it and think about what really mattered to me over the lockdown, it was good and it was healthy, being able to reflect on all these things. And I thought, you know what, I'm not worrying about what everyone else is doing. I'm just going to concentrate on what I'm doing and be the best I can be, you know?
It's very healthy.
That's what I did. Yeah. But, you know, ever since I started doing that, I've gotten fucking so much worse. You know, like, it's like, this isn't the way to do comedy at all. This isn't the way to have a career, you know?
Yeah, I think you have to be.
Here we go. Let's start it now. Yeah. The song, whatever the song is.
You mugging me off.
Yeah, we start. Play the music now. Start the music now. Yeah.
You mugging me off in front of my pals, mate. Yeah,
got it. Fuck, I just watched Revisited Football Factory on YouTube in like 16 parts.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, yeah.
It's pretty grim.
Yeah.
Because it's square. This guy. The film's square, isn't it? Isn't it 1616 or something?
I think it. I'm not that deep into the game.
16:9, I think it is. It's like because a lot of films from like the early 2000s are before they went. Like, you remember when The Simpsons used to be square and shit?
Yeah.
I remember like watching it not too long ago.
Yeah, what, like a fish patty?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
we're talking McDonald's.
It all comes back around, mate. Yeah. It's like,
I prefer
bloody...
the shows that are spherical.
Yeah.
Like The Circle on Channel 10.
Yeah, the chicken burger show.
Yeah.
Is that
a
good organic riff?
There's this comedian, Adam Hess, who streamed the movie.
How many legs has he got?
Irishman.
How many legs has he got?
Legs?
Yeah, he's got two or one? We might know this bloke.
Too late.
Adam Hess.
Oh, sorry.
Adam Hess.
You meant someone else.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? How many
I'm barely here.
He streamed the movie The Irishman on his Instagram story. It was like 400 parts or some shit.
What did he do? Fucking blue tack the thing down, the button. And just hold
no,
it
No, he just
on.
Sat there. He said he had to sit there and keep pause it, like hold it or some shit. I can't remember how he did it.
Oh, yeah.
Said it took him ages.
That's actually how Scorsese intended people to watch it.
Yeah.
9,000 bits.
Well, you know. Not everyone can afford Netflix and stuff, so, you know, it's just bootlegging
that
out
is
there
good.
For everyone.
Yeah. For the rest of us, we're just watching Football Factory on YouTube.
Yeah, 16 parts. Yeah.
16 parts. 16 by 16.
Still holds up, but.
Like, I reckon it was pretty shitty on second viewing. It's a little like 2000s editing, like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like they want a Guy Ritchie style.
Yeah.
Is it pre-Guy Ritchie, though?
Nah, during.
Okay.
Yeah, like, yeah, the influence is not
right. We want one of them Guy Ritchie films, yeah?
I think it's edited by the guys that made like Grand Theft Auto. It's like Rockstar. So it's like a lot of that kind of shit. Like, ding, little, ding, ding.
Nah, it makes you want to go to England, though.
Yeah.
If you're well old.
I miss the East London, the area, you know, Wapping area, Shadwell, where you are. All those shops. Prawn sandwich.
What? All fucking.
At the sandwich shop.
Oh, John became addicted to prawn sandwich.
Me too, when I lived there. I used to have like three a day.
Fuck,
Pret-a-manger if I had money.
Really?
Pret-a-manger if I had money and Tesco if I didn't.
Tesco ones are good. They're real good. Fuck, I want to get
at Marks and Spencer's now. They've upgraded their prawn sandwich. They've upgraded the recipe, and on the package it just says our best ever prawn sandwich.
Send one. I often think of
how excited you'd be.
They'd get my fucking pound. They'd get my sterling for sure on that. The best prawn sandwich ever. Fuck. Some good ones in Australia, but it's a different vibe in Australia, the prawn sandwich.
Yeah, the king prawn.
It's bigger. It's a bigger prawn. Mm. You know, they got the fucking little ones there, and it's a thicker mayonnaise, I feel, in England.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not, but they should take off in Australia because it's just such a, you know, they're everywhere. It's
I feel like that's the reason why they don't take off. You know what I mean? You fucking ate what you got till it's gone. That's why all the
Marks and Spencers
going hard.
What about this? Preferred way of cutting a sandwich, like, or having a sandwich.
Oh, here we go.
Straight down the middle.
Pole.
Or straight diagonally. Diagonally or straight down the middle. Like, straight down the middle is so much classy. Like, straight, you know what I mean?
All right.
Like, not diagonally.
I'll tell you.
Diagonally or straight
down the
middle?
I'll tell you this. If I'm cutting it myself, it's down the middle. But if I'm out and I'm ordering it, I don't mind getting it on the diagonal.
Like a square.
Really?
Like triangles or?
I reckon the other way. I reckon the other way, you know? It's like down the middle, you know, at home diagonal in the shop, fucking down the middle, you know?
Down the middle in the street, fucking diagonal in the sheets. That's what you're saying. What's Marks and Spencer doing on their PS?
Yeah, true. This is
let's get into it.
Yeah, well that's it. They do the stock sandwiches.
I know Tesco's diagonal.
And then they do the gourmet ones down the middle. So you know, like the Tesco's finest range, like the
It's like what you said, mate. It's all about class.
It is. It's all about class.
It's a fucking class war there, your sandwiches.
Only one war in this world, just and it's the class war.
Yeah.
Everyone join a union.
There is What, bit of a class war with the sandwiches, yeah.
What do you wash your prawn sandwich down with, John? I know you're a
liter of Stella.
Oh, I don't know. Like we're talking about in England, down on the Thames.
Sure.
One time there was this fucking quiz show I saw, Wheel of Fortune or something, or whatever it was on TV in Australia, and the answer was the Thames River in London, but the cunt said Thames. And they gave it to him, and I think they shouldn't have got it.
No, not in.
No, you can't get wrong for pronunciation.
Yeah, I reckon you should be. That's wrong.
In Wheel of Fortune, absolutely you can. Look up mythical creature Achilles. The guy lost $1 million because he couldn't read.
Well, instead of Achilles.
He didn't say Achilles. So he was the world's best spinner on fucking Wheel of Fortune. The guy racked up like... Cause you get
this is the deer hunter of Wheel of Fortune. Yeah, Christopher Walken. Christopher Fortune.
I'm telling you, man. He said mythical creature.
He had a headband on and everything. He spinning it around.
This guy
bankrupt
fucking,
never came up till
he
it did.
Spun it to $1 million and he's like, I'd like to solve it. And it's like literally all the fucking letters are up there. Vowels, consonants, whatever. And the guy's like, yep, mythical creature, Achilles. And the guy's like, nah, Pat Sajak is like, I can't give it to you, mate. Look it up. Wow. He fucking bombs it three times.
What about this? This is me. This is an impression. I'm a contestant on Wheel of Fortune. Yeah. Right?
I can't
remember exactly how it works, but the subject, the topic is surnames of professional tennis players.
Yep.
So I'd be like, yeah, gonna need to buy a few vowels here. Not bad, that one. I reckon.
Yeah,
you know, that's good.
Right, my favorite one is when it's like the clue is person and it says clam, space, like empty letter, IGGER, and the guy goes, I'd like to buy an N, and it's just silence. And they go, no N. Fuck, I've been having a red hot laugh about the new Saw movie with Christopher Rock. Christopher Rock.
Really? There's a new one.
He's doing the new Saw movie. I've been calling it Nigsaw.
But this is a thing that happens in movies. This is how you know. This is movies that have gone deep, right? Because movies will do this, a franchise. Yeah. They'll do the numbers for a bit, you know, but then eventually it's fucking two dots and a thing. They get rid of the numbers, like Paranormal Activity 1. 2, 3, whatever it is, and then all of a sudden it's Paranormal Activity.
Retribution.
With Sundays or whatever the fuck. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's how you know. So what is it? Saw what?
It's, I think it's called Spiral. It's not even
Saw
called,
Spiral.
It's called Spiral.
Oh, that's the fucking new, the next paradigm.
Yeah, like, it's like.
Change the name completely, but
so
it's
that's
the same
why I've
movie.
I've been calling it Nigsaw.
Yeah, right.
Can I get cancelled for that, Ray? You'd know.
Oh, we're going to have to start again.
Yeah, start the bot again, all right.
Yeah, now we start again.
Yeah, you get the chicken, right? What do you find is the crumbing's a bit darker there and it's in a round shape.
This is what we'll do. We'll blur out what I just said every time I say it, and then if you want it, you're going to have to listen to it on the Patreon.
That's not bad, yeah.
Yeah, Patreon games.
So if you want to cancel me, it's going to cost you $7.50 a week, cunt. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Talk about...
Do you reckon if we did it live...
You didn't even answer what drink you'd have. What drink you'd
have. Oh, right.
I see. Yes. That's the thing with John. I know how to unlock his mind. You just go to the beverage and watch it expand.
Okay. Well, let's think about it. So what are we having? The prawn sandwich? The Marks and Spencer?
Sure.
The best bit.
In London. Whereabouts?
You've just copped one.
You're in the Thames, mate.
You're going down to the Thames to enjoy it on a bench.
Yes. I can tell you what he has. I know he has the Coca-Cola 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, but I would have said this. If we're getting it, it's Marks and Spencer, but if I was getting it from that shop in Wapping, You know, the Whopping Shop. That's a top OJ. Shop there. I'd get the fresh OJ. OJ. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
It's not. Fuck. They think England.
You could go to the shop for John's and make him happy pretty easily. You know, like you know what to get him. Like he's easy to please, and it's in a good way.
No, but I'm emotional as well. So sometimes I won't like it. You know that you've read me like that.
I'm very emotional.
But
know?
That other bakery there is quite good. I don't know why we're talking about the Whopping Shops, but like just a good shop.
There's a shop.
This is what I get. Prawn sandwich from...
Corner shop around the corner from me. And it's got the American chocolates. And they're always like fucking much, much more exciting, you know? Like they've got like limited edition flavoured M&Ms and shit like that.
It's different,
I got... Well, the American chocolates, like this chocolate bars have got their own cereal, you know, shit that you never saw before. Like Oreos have got a cereal and shit like that.
When I was getting about in Korea, man, I fucking loved like a Welch's fucking grape soda. Was like, oh my Lord, I was going to give up a leg to it.
There's this one drink in this place and it's called Choco Mel and it's chocolate milk, right? Holland's favorite chocolate milk. And it's got the one and only underneath. But,
I've had the Choco Mel in the bottle form. Well, not no, a bad this hot is, chocolate yeah, so there
Choco
in,
Mel,
in the Netherlands.
Choco Mel, the thing with it is it comes in a can.
Fuck.
So obviously, and you fucking...
Don't know how I feel about that.
Like, having milk in a can.
My brain would tell me not to shake it. And you got to shake it before you drink the chalky milk because it's in a can. It's like,
milk,
you
know, I know. Exactly.
I'm going against everything I've been taught here.
I'm telling you, I can attest that the chocolate milk in a can is very good. Like the coldness of the can works perfectly.
Nothing gets as good as a Nippies, brother. You need that extender straw.
Oh, that's
the Nippies extender straw, brother.
Yeah.
I can see the bottles of Nippy. I look past them. Don't need them. I'll take two poppers, thanks. I'm doing pretty well financially.
I remember one time. This is sort of similar. It's a different story, but I'll just go with it. But like when I flew to Japan. I went on holiday there, and you know, if you fly from into Tokyo or whatever, and took heaps of Xanax and all that shit on the plane, and I remember like getting off, and you're all bricked out, and you got to fucking navigate Japan all of a sudden. Like it's, you know what I mean? It's crazy, but we did. And then like I remember thinking, oh, I'm gonna be because of all this flight and everything, I'm gonna be thirsty in the morning, and I was in one of the little convenience store or whatever there, and I got an orange juice, right, a pulpy one or whatever, you know, where the pulp all settles to the bottom. And then I was like, I'm gonna have this in the morning. We got to the hotel, it was like late, and then like, you know, fell asleep. Obviously I put it in the fridge, and then I woke up and like that, because I have earthquakes there like a fair bit. So they woke up in the night and I'm looking at, like, I barely remember. It was one of the, you know, sometimes I've woken up maybe four times in my life not knowing where I was, and this is one of them. And I remembered I was in Japan because I looked up at the ceiling and it was a lantern, you know, like,
dead
and I was
away.
Like, oh, that's right, I just flew to Japan. And like there was an earth, like it was shaking, shit's shaking, and like my partner at the time, she slept through it, and I'm just like looking up on the, I'm thinking, do we have to get out of here? What's going on? Like, and it was like, but it was a little earthquake, the whole thing shook, and like, I don't know. And then, but then I was just like, I went to the fridge.
Pops
got,
on the top.
I got the orange juice and I was like, well, fuck, don't have to shake it.
Yeah, they did it for you, man.
It was already ready, you know? And I thought if I'd gotten a can of drink, that could have been a disaster.
Bit of Japanese hospitality.
Yeah, it would have gone everywhere. But it was, there was a little, and I looked into it. But they don't fucking get up for that.
No.
But it was my first.
I remember whenever we were in a small country town on one of those tours, we'd always try and track down a local chocolate milk.
Oh, the Norco. Sometimes you can go a bit more crazy.
Yeah.
But Norco do juice and all sorts. It's hard to trust someone.
It's an industry now, you reckon?
Yeah.
Well, the Oak Factory closed down in...
It has,
In fucking Heatherby's or whatever the fuck it is.
On the highway, it's closed.
Oxley or something, right?
No, there used to be that
Newcastle.
Yeah, the Hungry Jack's in front of it used to have Oak on tap.
Oh,
mate, it was a different time. Fucking it was so good.
What?
That's Oak on tap. Yeah, that's how rich I want to be.
Yeah, leave your
that's
cans, how rich leave I your cans be. In England, mate. We got it on tap out here.
We're drinking the drops,
mate. Here I am. I'm ranting on about chocolate milk in a can. And you're talking about chocolate milk on tap. That's
mate.
Man, one time.
Whopper with cheese, Fucking large cup, fill it up, brother.
Oh, my Lord.
That's thick.
And then get in the car, head to Taree. You're in a bit of trouble there.
Once I was so blaze, I remember it was last winter, right? I was just real blaze and I was at home and it was freezing cold. I was like, I might have even been a bit wet, raining or whatever, but I really wanted a chocolate milk, you know? That's what I wanted, you know? That's what I needed.
You can't be shook off it, yeah.
So I missioned all the way to the shop or whatever and when I got back, I thought it was a chocolate milk, but it was by Oak, but it wasn't a normal one. It was a sport one. You know, like one of these sport ones.
It's got guarana or
something.
Well, it says protein on it. It's got fucking lightning bolts on the bottle or whatever it is. You know, but I just didn't notice at the time till I got back. And they taste funny. You don't want that, you know? But it was like, fuck.
What are your options?
I had to have it to have the energy to go back to get another one. You know?
Mate, talk about food. Good story to encompass all this. I was thinking of like the biggest laughs I've ever had in my life. And one of them's got to be with when Johns and I did, we did the Gold Coast run of gigs with this guy, Josh Armstrong. So it's a couple of years ago. We go over,
probably
we fly
fucking
out
snorting
there,
a Dexy and, right and now.
Should we edit that?
Josh is good. Josh lets us do it together, despite the last few times. And so we go up there.
Yeah, fuck, he got
and,
angry actually this time.
we went up there and like. We just got like he's blazed in the day. We just like ate all his food and watched TV and shit like this. And we ate all like one night. We just like we're up late. We ate all the food like in the cupboard and shit. And John ate all his Zupa Dupa ice box.
Yeah, well you can't just have one. You know it's hot up there. It's the Gold Coast. Like, it's nice. You
so
know?
Like. I have to fucking hear this guy going nuts about someone taking his Zupa Dupa.
You
can't fucking take someone serious.
Because
you know,
it was the
like, where are my Zupa Dupas? Where are the Zupa Dupas?
You can have
well,
my
it
son.
Is, it is the worst behavior. It is like I think almost universally the worst behavior to finish something and not have it replacement. You know, like when it's someone else's. And that's what I did.
He goes, "I've got bubble." He's talking about the bubble gum flavor.
No one
Zupa
fucks
Dupa
with
Dupa
the blues, man. Get out of here.
And then. Anyway, then, and I'm guilty of eating these packet of like Italian chocolate wafer fucking.
Oh, yeah,
things.
The straw kind of ones.
The straw ones. No. And he's like, so they're two of the weirdest products he's going nuts about. Like, and he's like, I want them replaced and shit. You got to replace them. And I'm like, all right, we'll go replace them. So I go replace mine, and John's is having a bit of difficulty replacing his, so he doesn't replace it for ages. But I've replaced mine, so I look good and everything. I come back in. John's is going off to go. He's like, today's the day he's replacing it. He's going to do it today. And for some reason, I was out that day, and I remember coming back into the house. And I walked in and John was just sort of sitting there with like a sheepish look on his face. And I said, so has the Zupa Dupa been replaced? And Josh goes, well, there's been a bit of contention about that.
We're going to video ref.
And I turn around and there's this box. There's a box of this stuff. There's shit called water ice.
Water ices. They were like the brand.
Water
ice. They were the shop brand. Which the shop was Spa. It's called Spa. They got them here, but I thought they were only in Barcelona.
Water
that's the only place I've come across it. No, but it's just like icy poles. Like that's what, well, they didn't have Zupa Dupas in the fridge.
It wasn't even water ice. Duh. Like, it made no sense, water ices. Like, the whole fucking thing. And the package was so shit.
Well, it's two physical states of water. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
And Josh... No,
if you could buy a rain cloud, that'd be in there too, you know? Like the gaseous state of water. We've just got liquid, solid.
And then Josh is arguing, going like, they're not the same as Zupa Dupas.
But they didn't. I thought they didn't have Zupa Dupas. And then he goes, I went with him and he got them from the shop. But the problem was, I thought you bought them in the freezer. But they're not in the freezer when you buy. I'd never bought them before. They're on the shelf. You buy them wet.
No, I'm not having that.
Like, they're wet in the packet. You got to freeze them yourself, yeah. Which I kind of makes
the water
sense.
Ice. They're the real water ice. They should be called water ice. You know.
Well, even the other funny thing about this is that was in 2017, and then I was recently in the Gold Coast, 2021, mate. Just now in February, and no one had had them. They're still there, the water ices, and I finished them off 4 years later.
Well, Josh kept going, like, Josh's whole thing was arguing about the water ices to John, and he was going like, well, you know, these things don't even have
flavor.
These things don't even have flavors.
There's no bubblegum.
And he goes, because then the other ones, well, they just had the colors written on it, like red, white, and blue.
No, I don't think it was that
and
bad.
And John goes, see, John, so I don't have the red ones. The others are fine.
I think the orange ones were a bit strange. But, like, they were nice. And I had them just there. They're actually really good. They must have aged well or something.
Like a fine wine.
Well, I'm not trying to do that, but it's just they were
water ice.
They've just been in that fridge, in that freezer, you know. It's a testament to the, you know, cold state, I suppose, keeping things fresh.
No, it's not a testament to anything. They're fucking the biggest piece of shit I've ever seen.
Nah, they're good. It's just like an icy, like it was fine. You know, like ice cream, you know, black and gold is the best vanilla ice cream. Like,
fuck, so, you might be
controversial.
No, I think that's people know that, you know.
Ooh,
fuck! You think you've just stunned the whole room here with that revelation?
My cheeks are sore from smiling at the water ice.
Oh, the water ice! I mean, that's just
water ice, but it should be called water ice, duh. Not like water ices.
It should be called an ice block.
All right, the English teachers here. Yeah.
Grammarly.
Oh,
dear lord!
No, I don't mind a cold treat, you know.
We know, mate. We know.
People know that. Ray reckons people don't, like, they're not vaping in England like here. He reckons it's, like, only people that ride motorized longboards.
But isn't it, like...
Well, no, it's vape. The vape's got a different, like... Because vaping's legal here, so it's, like, fucking, you know, it's
but I don't think the illegality of it is the appeal. But that just is the... That's just there. I don't think... I'm not here going,
no,
hey, fucking someone call the cops, I'm fucking having a vape.
No, but that's what
come
sort
out
of
and
makes
play.
It.
I remember once on 60 Minutes or something like that, they interviewed these youths that were running amok. I can't remember what they were running amok about, but on 60 Minutes there was a few of them, and this one guy's going, yeah, coppers, come out and play. Like, pretty funny. Top show, that.
Oh. But didn't some woman get battery acid in her lungs from vapes over there? I thought it was like a bit of a...
Oh, there's going to be some horrible repercussions for this down the line, for sure.
Oh, man, I can't...
No, it'll be like...
There's just fucking... Just people vaping all the time. There's just people go past you on a fucking, like...
Motorized
like
skateboard.
A fucking Razor scooter. Yeah, fucking vaping all the time and shit like that. Everyone's vaping here and shit. It's not like...
Yeah, I reckon my mum's probably started.
Preferred way to fucking...
Are you still on the OG diaries, or you switched over?
You got an analog,
yeah,
brother?
Yeah, the original.
I don't mind an analog with my coffee. Like, the vape doesn't hit the same, you know, with the coffee in the morning.
Yeah, with the Clooney in the morning, you can't go wrong, you know?
What's the Clooney?
What about this? The bigger the human, the smaller the coffee cup, you know? Like, Italy... Big, big, big fat Italian man, little coffee cup, you know? Little girl, big mug of cappuccino.
Yeah, but
you know what
that's
I mean?
Just an exercise in perspective. You know what I mean? Of course it's going to look like that.
What are you fucking talking about?
You know what
about?
I mean? It's
what
actually
do you mean?
The same.
You
stand it's actually,
back
it's actually,
further.
It's the same proportion.
What do you mean? Like, perspective?
Well, like, it's a bigger hand on the...
It's the same cup, but you're the person, you know what I mean? It's 16 by 16.
It's not the same cup. No, they've got little espresso cups.
Well, you're saying a little person looks like they've got a bigger cup, where a bigger person looks like... It's the same cup. The people are just changing.
No. It's accentuated as well by the size of the cup and the people as well. It's both. It's going both ways, you know? The people are getting smaller. The cup's getting bigger.
Two of the great minds of philosophy here.
Yeah, so you want to get down to the show.
You should come to the show. The show will be good.
I'll be there with fucking bells on.
We've burnt all the bits in this fucking podcast.
You guys are in this. No, we won't be fucking... Yeah, no, like, Daylight Savings has done me a bit of fucking...
mischief,
favour here. Well, no, because before it was like I was going to have to go to this comedy club at 6:30 in the morning. But now it's like, yeah, it's a bit later. I can go, like, yeah, like quite late.
And
so
is Gus going to go? Gus McLeod?
Oh, yeah. You said he could go. John's invited one friend from England, so he's going. So I'm just, there's just one guy coming that I don't know.
No, but I know. I think you two will get on. I think you'll get on.
Yeah, I know. But
I've probably never done this in life where I'm like, you two should meet. I've never done it. I hate, you know, I don't hate everyone, but it's just like, I've fucking got enough problems.
Yeah, I know, but now I've got to do a private show to him.
I've always hated being the fulcrum socially. I've always hated being like the one in the middle, you know.
I'm the fulcrum. I'm the fulcrum in
This we'd have to change all this.
Yeah, come on, mate. Let's keep it on personal.
You know what I mean?
No, John's.
No, John's, don't even bother. They're going to cut it. It's, you know.
he's quite funny. It is. Oh, yeah. All right, I won't bother.
You know, I mean, if you want to fucking throw some mud around, mate, it's fucking, there's plenty.
No,
here.
Don't fucking throw it.
Oh, how does it feel?
Don't. It's been a tough year.
Do you know
mate,
what I mean?
It's fucking
tough.
Cunt. Don't
it's
shut
a
up.
Fucking tough mudder. Fucking.
Don't. You're meant to be on my side, you fucking idiot.
I am on your side. You're meant to be on my side.
No. Fuck me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the podcast, I suppose.
what's the date for the show?
The 23rd and the 24th of August. Not August. April.
April, yeah.
Ray Badger and Lockdown, is it? What's it called?
Pardon me?
The title?
Oh, yeah, it's
Lockdown
just
in
London. Oh, yeah,
Lockdown
London.
In London. Yeah.
It is actually good. I think it is quite innovative. Even though people have been doing all this computer shit all year, we've just got a different take on it. I can't remember what it was, but it was good. That rehearsal we did was good, you know?
Yeah, it was really good. It's good. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. It'll be a fun show. Tom Cashman's dad.
Yeah, come meet Mr. Cashman.
Word for it, really. Please come along. And yeah,
where's the venue, mind you? Like, where are we going for this thing?
Factory Theatre. Fucking one of them. Factory Theatre, Fuse Box, Factory Floor, fucking Water Ice, fucking Arena. I don't know what it is. One of the rooms there, you know. Fucking
the
Terminal,
ice arena.
Fucking Terminal Velocity.
Any chance of a free Water Ice on arrival?
Come on, man.
Can we sort that?
Water Ices.
Well, I've never, the funny thing, pack of 40, I've never seen him again, but there is a spa in Redfern, you know, SPAR, that's the name of the shop. I've only seen him in Barcelona, fucking Labrador in the Gold Coast, and now Redfern. So.
Well, we'll get a pack of 40 and hand them out.
I'll see if they got them, yeah.
In liquid form. Take them home and have a tasteless evening.
Yeah. Well, Zupa Dupa's the only fucking ice block arrogant enough to sell them fucking wet.
Yeah.
The rest have already been frozen.
Water ice comes frozen.
Something going on there. I guess because the stick is embedded in it and needs to be, you know, there's no stick with the Zupa Dupa.
Wait, there's a stick
in there? No, they could pack them more. They could pack them and send them around easier, you know, like flatter. Mm. Like,
less pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. To space. There's always astronauts on Zupa Dupas, isn't it?
Are they on Zupa Dupas?
I believe the blokes have got some up there, yeah.
Fucking hell. I bet you
can get them.
You'd take their Zupa Dupas up on the fucking MiG satellite. Just, all right, which one of you pricks has taken my Zupa Dupas?
Yeah, you wouldn't want to get an astronaut cross, would you? Zero gravity.
Oh, man.
What about this? You know, like, because the lockdown's happening heaps, and Deliveroo's like going on the stock market, and my neighbour and because heaps of people been using Deliveroo, and this guy in my building told me, he goes, mate, you should buy shares in Deliveroo. So I'm just want to spread the bit of wisdom I've been given to everyone. You know, Deliveroo, invest in Deliveroo. That's what I hear. He's
really?
Like, mate, invest in Deliveroo.
Is Deliveroo?
Well, he didn't give.
Is that a British company?
I think it's from like Singapore or something like that. I think I was surprised to see it here. I was like, "That you should have your own animal, you know? Like you should be doing your own animal."
Yeah.
You know, you should have been Deliveroo.
Squirrel.
But Deliveroo, it's in Asia. It's in Asia.
The
as
traveling,
well, yeah.
The traveling squirrel or whatever the fuck. I don't know what they'd call it.
Deliver Wilbur.
Well, just that's the only English animal I can think of.
Oh, I know a few
English
animals.
A bear or something. Deliver bear or something like that.
Yeah, deliver
know.
Rain Rooney's.
Someone's told me it's not the best business to invest in.
Rooney's. Yeah, Rooney's would be good.
Deliver Rooney's, mate.
Rooney's would work. Deliver Rooney's would work. That's pretty good.
No, I heard they got a lot of lawsuits with wage theft and like underpaying people and union issues and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, leave your morals at the door,
guy,
mate.
This,
you want to make a bit of money or what?
He goes, this is the guy's reason. He goes, mate, COVID-19 could go on forever and we'll all have to get our food from bicycles. So, I don't know if you should believe it. Oh, fuck. I don't know if you should believe it, but yeah.
What about this? Invest in the bikes.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? The infrastructure.
Nah, they'd be getting motorised. They'd be getting motorised once soon.
We'll invest in that shit. That's what I'm saying.
Like, you don't know what they're coming in. No, you don't know if they're on a bike. You don't know if they're on a motorised. But like, I've seen them in cars, you know. When they come out of a car, you're like, what the fuck is this guy doing, you know? He's in a car.
Yeah, sometimes it's, yeah.
Oh, man.
Standard is the moped, but yeah, you know, you get fucking, you know.
I'm going to invest in rollerblades. I reckon this country will be on rollerblades.
One time, right, it was when I
almost fell off the chair before. I'll just say, I'm on a wheelie chair. I'm on the cordless mic, but before.
You're in a wheelchair, but
is that what that is?
No, wheelie chair.
Looks like the, fucking, looks like the end
chair.
Of the vacuum you're fucking holding there. The cordless mic.
It's a microphone end of a vacuum.
Oh, look at this. Look at the Newington boy and his fucking fancy mic. Mate, just the cords here, mate. Just the cords for us.
Yeah,
the air's for breathing, mate. One time, this is a bit of a grim time in my life. I was fucking, I got dumped and then we had to move. I mean, none of that matters, and I was busy. I had a lot on and like I was in my apartment, my housemate. We had a, you know, when you have a bit of an overlap when you can move, like a week or so to move. So he'd already moved everything out, the whole apartment except for my room. So I was squatting in my old apartment, just my room intact, but nothing in the apartment. Like, modem gone, no internet, everything. I just had to shut the door and pretend it wasn't happening.
I did that for a year.
And like, you know, like, don't open the door. There's nothing in the house, you know, just bare house and then just my room as it was, like messy and shit, you know. Fuck. And I fucking had bare money and like I had to, I was on airplane mode and I couldn't waste the data. But I was like, I'm going to treat myself here, bit of Deliveroo. And I wanted to get grilled. Right, for personal reasons. And so I ordered the grill, I got it, and it came. And then, like, the guy gave me the bag, and, like, you know, they'd already fucked off. And I go home, and I open the bag, and it was fucking the wrong shit. And I knew straight away because there was sweet potato fries on top. Yeah. You know, like, it was just apparent straight away something had gone wrong. And I was like, fuck this. And I ordered like a kind of a healthy burger, like a chicken burger with a bit of salad on it. You know, that's how I was feeling. And then there was two burgers in it. There was a sweet potato fries, which you should only be able to get them in one place in the world as a novelty. They shouldn't be standardized like they've become, you know, where you can fucking, that mistake can be made. But so it's the, and then I'm eating the burgers and the burgers were great. They were like no salad on them, double meat, barbecue sauce, bacon situations, right? Fucking disgusting. When you get someone else's food, like it's less personal to walk in on someone in the bathroom, you know what I mean, than it is to get their order from a thing. And I'm going, what the fuck even is all this shit? Because I had to eat it anyway. And like I'm looking at the docket and the docket's DoorDash. Like it's not even from Deliveroo. So you got cunts out there fucking having it twice, like doing dropping off Deliveroo and DoorDash.
No allegiance.
Well, yeah, no wonder it all went wrong.
A tragedy.
It's not even like, just do Deliveroo, mate. You know, don't do fucking DoorDash and Deliveroo and then fuck me over with the sweet potato fries.
It's like it's like a parable or something. Like ancient Greek
this could
parable.
This could the ad, the Snoop Dogg ad, like did somebody say menu log? Yeah. That's over here. This blew my mind when I found out that was going on, because over here it's, did somebody say Just Eats? And like it's the ad's been on so much that phrase is in my head and I just couldn't imagine it with the menu. Like, did somebody say menu log?
Fuck, is menu log still? I don't even know.
Yeah, I'm fucking with menu log at the moment. Yeah, gonna get off it soon, I reckon.
I still got my account.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg does the ad.
I thought he did Just Eats.
Different rap?
Same rap.
Same rap.
But no, he does Just Eats over here. It goes, did somebody say Just Eats? Yeah, that's the only bit that's changed.
Well, there's a few more syllables. And the other one's like, what you want? Menu.
That's why it feels weirder. Yeah.
Have they still got Uber Eats?
That's getting about, surely.
Yeah, that was the one. That's the one everyone... that's the one everyone calls it kind of thing. I feel like that's the stock. That's the, you know...
That's Kleenex.
Yeah, that's the trade name, the Hoover. Like, you know, like the vacuums or whatever.
Oh,
that's
man.
Like an English thing.
We're gonna get going. I'm gonna go to my brother's birthday dinner.
Fuck, I thought that was a surprise.
Yeah, it is, but it's in an hour. I gotta get there.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
Where is it?
All right, happy birthday.
Out west somewhere. I'll tell him you said happy birthday.
Yeah.
Somewhere out west. Near Park, Parramatta.
Tell him I said happy birthday.
So where the Ray Badron Lockdown is the show, Sydney Comedy Festival.
I've got a show as well, my own show.
We Cunt too.
No, yeah. Don't fucking promote your show, fucking idiot. Don't promote your show. Just promote your show after my show.
You know, I've got a lot. I've got a bit on, mate. What have you been doing?
I can mute him if you want to promote your show.
mute him. Promote your show. Plug.
No, I mean, it's coming up as well. Yeah. Anyone that listen to this would know about it.
Yeah.
For sure, We Cunt too. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll be back next week. Thanks for everything. I'll see you then.
Oh.
Bye, Ray.
See you, Ray.
Mug off, baby.